in the desert place apart. 13th verse. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. Didn't have no Model T, no Model A, no Chevrolet, no Ford. They followed him on foot. Amen. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them and healed their sick. You follow the Lord, He'll help you after a while. Even if you got to walk. Praise God. They walked. Amen. Back country where I came from, everybody walked anyway. We was tickled to death to get any kind of a ride. Amen. I mean, 15 or 20 of us would climb on a log truck and tickle to death to get a ride. And ride to church, or as far as we could ride in any whichever direction we was going. Amen. In the Philippines, there's one church that you gotta ride a log truck in, and ride a log truck out. I mean, get up on the logs and straddle them and ride the logs. The roughest road you ever saw. Amen. No way to get in. How many of us would have went to church tonight if we'd had to ride a log? Amen. Hallelujah. They went on foot. Jesus went forth, saw a great multitude. A bunch of them did. Hallelujah. Great multitude of them did. And was moved with compassion. It's just what motivates you, folks. Amen. It's just what gets us motivated. Amen. Oh, we're just so tired. Amen. Until something we like real good's come through the country. And we'll strip every gear. Amen. To go. Hallelujah. Amen. And when it was evening, the disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place. And the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the village and buy themselves victuals." That's what we call them in the country. Victuals, isn't it? Ain't that what you call it down in Kentucky and Arkansas? Victuals. Amen. And Jesus said to them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." The very idea, him saying to them, "Give ye them to eat." Amen. But that's what he said. It's in red in your Bible if you've got a red letter edition, isn't it? "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." Amen. They say unto them, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, "Bring them hither to me." Hallelujah. Amen. That's a repeat, you know, of Elijah asking the widow to make her last cake for him. Jesus said, "Bring them to me." What's he going to do? Eat the little boy's lunch? Amen. He said, "Bring them hither to me." The idea, the nerve of him taking that little boy's lunch. Amen. But he said, "Bring them hither to me." Huh? Amen. How many of us would have said, "Not getting my lunch. Bring your own." Amen. Huh? No, not getting my lunch. If y'all didn't bring your lunch, you're hard luck. Amen. He said, "Bring it hither to me." A lot of obedience here involved in a lot of different people, isn't there? Amen. "Bring it hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. That's usually what you do if you're going to get ready to eat. Sit down on the grass. And since they didn't have Long John Silver's and Captain D's and Wendy's and McDonald's, amen. If you'll just obey the Lord, he's getting ready to knock both ends out of Long John's and McDonald's and Wendy's and a whole bunch of them, praise God. And I'm telling you, they're going to have plenty to eat. They're going to have so much to eat that there's not enough Long John Silver's in Cincinnati to feed all the people at one time that Jesus fed. Amen. There's not enough Captain D's and Long John put together and throw in the Red Lobster. Amen. That's able to give 5,000 men besides women and children enough to eat and 12 baskets left over. Praise God. But if you'll obey God, He can do it. Amen. Said, sit down on the grass. Amen. And He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, He blessed and broke and gave the loaves to His disciples. And there'd have been some folks that said, thank you, Lord, I needed that blessing, and run off behind a tree and eat it. Amen. Would it? I run off behind a tree one time, but it was because a sister walked up to me at the Hearst Cemetery and said, Brother Collins, I want you to have some of my homemade cheese. And I said, just give me a little now. And she said, oh, you want a lot of that. And so she put a whole great big gob in my plate. And it tasted awful. Limburger would have tasted good beside what she gave me to eat. Amen. You couldn't eat it. And I was afraid I'd have to meet her again. And it was Decoration Day at Hearst Cemetery, and I was out there to preach for them, and amen, in the Memorial Day service. And so I finally found a white oak tree and slipped behind it and slid that rotten cheese out of my plate. Well, just like I'd eat all that cheese. Amen. Well, if it had been some folks, they'd have run behind the tree and said, what's mine's mine. And amen, thank you, Lord, for the blessing. Huh? But He gave His disciples, and His disciples were commanded to give it to the multitude. Praise God. And God wants partners in blessing. Wherever He can, He'll take us into His partnership and meeting out a blessing. Amen. If we don't care who gets the glory. Amen. Praise God. And so he gave it to the loaves to His disciples, and the disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. What a spread He gave that day. Amen. Got married. Sister Collins didn't like fish. She likes fish pretty good now. In fact, she has me to go buy her fish quite often. I've taught that girl a lot. Amen. But she didn't like fish. And I said, you'd have been out of luck if you'd have been along with the crowd that Jesus preached to. Both miracles that He performed with food was with bread and fish. Amen. And you might have been like the fellow that went home with the gentleman after church, and all he had to eat was salt and parched corn. And the fellow said, I don't like parched corn. He said, help yourself to the salt then. Amen. Sometimes you haven't got much choice. Amen. And some of us, you know, we'd have had a big feast on bread. Because some folks don't like fish. Hey, you just ain't got hungry enough yet. Get hungry enough, you'd be like Bub Ivy. Hey, Joe and Lizzie, Ivy lived up the hill from us, and Bub came in drunk one night and had leftover fish. And Joe, Bub Ivy came in drunk, and he ate the fish, bones and all. You just get hungry enough. You say, oh, they got bones in them. He didn't care. He was hungry. Amen. Hungry enough and drunk enough, maybe. Amen. And they'd all eat and were filled and took up the fragments that remained, 12 basketfuls. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides the women and children. Amen. Straightway the disciples commanded his disciples to get in the ship and go before him to the other side. Amen. And you know the story how that they had a storm, wind, boisterous. They were afraid. Amen. And how that the Lord stretched forth his hand and caught Peter and amen, kept him from sinking. He walked on the sea. 15th chapter. Starting the 21st verse. Then Jesus went thence, very next chapter now, went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." But he answered, "Hath her not a word?" And his disciples came besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." Amen. The Lord never disappoints anybody that cries after him. He invites us to cry after him. I'll admit she was out of season and Jesus told her so. Amen. But he still hears the cries of God's people. You see, David should have been stoned to death. In fact, if he'd have been in some holiness churches, he would have been stoned to death. Amen. But the 51st chapter, he cried out to God. Amen. Let me tell you something about folks that's always ready to stone somebody to death that fails. Amen. They usually wind up worse shape than the ones that they're trying to stone. Just look around at the things that have happened in the last couple of years at the Highway of Holiness. Amen. Folks that fell out over what they alleged to be some gross immorality. Amen. Most of them wound up in worse shape than the immorality that they got miffed at. Amen. You better be careful. Amen. You don't show mercy, you'll run out yourself. You don't show grace, you'll wind up in disgrace yourself. Amen. She was out of season. Amen. And she was crying to the Lord out of season. It was not her time yet. It wasn't the Gentiles' time yet, and he told her so. He answered and said, "Am I not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel?" Amen. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." She just wouldn't turn loose. She said, "Lord, help me." Amen. The Lord has mercy on those that stay with him. You stick with God, he'll help you. Amen. She worshiped. Man, he couldn't turn that away. Praise God. I was like the little boy that climbed up on the bed and Dad said, "Children, we're going to have to pray for Mama. She's bad, sick." And amen. Little bitty boy climbed up on his mom's bed and laid his little fat hand on her head and said, "God, heal my mommy," so she can took us some supper. And God did. Amen. He hears and answers the cry of his children. Praise God. She came and worshiped, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs." That'd been enough for most folks. They're carrying a chip on their shoulder anyway. They're just wanting somebody to knock it off. Amen. You've heard of a death wish, haven't you? Well, some folks have got an offended wish. They hope they get offended. They kind of want change anyway. Amen. They need some new. They're hoping to get offended. They're wanting to see some new scenery. Amen. Praise God. And he said, it's not fit. It's not fitting. It's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, "That's the truth, Lord." But she said, "I'm your dog." Amen. And oh, glory to God. If we're his dog, he's obligated to feed us. Is that right? She said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. I'm your dog and you're my master." Amen. And amen. The good master don't let his dogs go hungry. Can you say amen? And Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is thy faith. be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Amen. Glory to God. And let's go on down. And Jesus called his disciples, and I might as well read the rest of it. And great multitude, verse 30, came unto him, having with them those that were lame and blind and dumb and maimed and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak and the maimed to be whole, and the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. That's the purpose of all miracles. That's the purpose of all that God does, to bring glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And folks, if we'll be careful to give God the glory, we can be a partner. We can be there when it happens. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days. Again, they have stayed with him 3 days. I mean, brother, they went on foot. They stayed with him 3 days. That's 3 days and three nights. Amen. If they'd have gone home, they'd have got something to eat. But they didn't go home. They didn't want to miss the meeting. Folks, these are the two first three-day fellowship meetings in the Bible. Jesus held them, and they were spontaneous. Praise God. Buster Wilson started the first one in our movement. Amen. And became such an overwhelming success overnight that they sprang up all over the country. Praise God. Amen. I was at the first one in Kellyville, Oklahoma. Second one in Paducah, Kentucky. Some of the first ones in Allentown, praise God. I remember when Brother Harwell announced, amen, and Brother McDuffie announced that they would have a three-day fellowship meeting in Allentown, and one day they would have seafood. Amen, and the folks came from all over the country and packed out that little old frame church clear to the altars. And set the altar full. Amen. Every year. They enlarged the church and filled it up. Then they built a tabernacle and filled it up. Amen. Still filled it up. Amen. The Kellyville, Oklahoma, 3 day fellowship meeting turned into Bristow. They didn't have room for it anymore at the Kellyville church. Amen. And they moved it to Bristow, Oklahoma, and rented a Church of God campground and have been renting the Church of God, First Church of God campground, all this time since 1957. Amen. Been renting the Church of God campground. And they could have built them one probably and had it paid for, but sometimes it's almost as cheap to rent them as it is to build them and keep them up. And so, amen, nobody knows whether they could have bought it at one time, and Brother L.D. Moore suggested that they buy it, but they didn't think they could, so they didn't, and now it's got out of sight. Amen. But nobody knows which is the best way to go. Some say the best way to go is just rent the campgrounds from some other movement or denomination that's built it. Amen. That's the cheapest way to go. But they've gone great. Jesus had the first two right here in Matthew 14 and 15. Amen. They lasted 3 days apiece. Amen. The only difference was they didn't have any dormitories. They didn't have any roof. They didn't have any beds. They slept on the ground. They didn't have no Howard Johnsons, no Super 8, no Big 6. Amen. No, they didn't have no Holiday Inn. Amen. No McDonald's, nothing. Amen. They went out there and stayed 3 days and three nights, bless your heart, and listened to Jesus preach. Amen. I'm going to talk about loaves and crumbs and fragments. Amen. That's a good way to get your attention. Loaves and crumbs and fragments tonight. But I've been preaching since I started, in case you didn't know it. And you may not be much more than what you're getting. Amen. Loaves and crumbs and fragments, praise God. And his disciples said to him, When should we have so much bread in this wilderness to fill so great a multitude? Hadn't been very many days. A week at most since they had saw the other miracle. And already they said, you expect us to feed the multitude like that? Jesus said, how many loaves have you got? Pop the question to them again. Amen. This time he had a little more to work with. Amen. And they said, seven and a few little fishes. Seven loaves and a few fishes. Before they had five loaves and two fishes. Jesus fed 5,000. Here they got seven loaves and a few fishes, and he only feeds 4,000. Amen. It's not what he's got to start with that makes a difference, folks. Somebody said, if I had $1,000,000, I'd just do great things for God. No, you wouldn't, if you're not using what you got. Amen. Jesus stopped the offering one day and said, wait, hold on, wait just a minute. I want y'all to look at this widow. Amen. And he stopped the offering from being taken. Praise God. And he said, everybody else has given and had plenty left over. They give of their abundance. Amen. But this woman has given all she had. Her two mites or her mite was nothing. It wasn't worth two copper pennies, hardly. Amen. But folks, it was all she had. It was her last money. Amen. And you know what? Jesus commended her for it. He didn't reach in and give it back to her either. Amen. And say, here, you haven't got any business giving all you got to alms. Here, take your money back. He didn't do that. The Lord of Sabaoth didn't do that. He didn't say, you need to take that home, take care of your own bills. Well, he didn't say that. Jesus never rebuked anybody for giving. Amen. He blessed them for it. Because if he can get folks to give, he's going to give them so much more back than what they give. And besides that, they'll have treasure in heaven. Amen. There's a lot of folks that's doing well in this world that haven't got anything in heaven. Amen. Somebody dreamed they went to heaven, got up there and had an old ramshackle shack, said, Lord, everybody else got a mansion. Why do I have this old ramshackle shack? Said, that's all the material you set up. Amen. You see, when we sell what we have and give alms, he said, we'd have treasure in heaven. Praise God. If we don't send up any material, we won't have much treasure in heaven. There's going to be a lot of boo-hooing in the judgment, a lot of shamefacedness, a lot of crying in the judgment. It's not far off either. It's just as far as your grave is, because your last chance to do what you're going to do for God is over when you're buried. Your last chance to do what you're going to do for God is done when you're gone. Amen. Yes, praise God. Said, how in the world do you expect us to feed this multitude with seven loaves and a few little fishes? And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground again. And listen to what he did. And he took seven loaves and fishes and gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciples. And the disciples to the multitude, exactly the same pattern. Both times he gave to his disciples, the preachers. Amen. And they in turn gave to the multitude. He took them as partners both times. Amen. How do I get in on God's miracle? How do I get in on God's blessing? How do I feed the multitude? How do I make my place? How do I make my... How do I carve my niche in the church of the living God? Praise God. First thing you got to do is you got to be there. Amen. They was there, brother. They was there even if they had to walk. They went on foot. Amen. I mean, they was there even though they slept on the ground. What do you do when you sleep on the ground? Well, amen, if you find a soft enough place, you pile up enough grass and stuff to make you a bed. And if you don't, why, you dig you a place out in the dirt that fits your body. Amen. And get as comfortable as you can and sleep. The only thing is, amen, when you get up, you've got a dirty streak down your back or your side. As the case may be, if you roll in bed at night, you may have the same mud mark on both sides when you get up the next morning. Amen. I mean, you do that for about 3 days. Amen. You'll say, boy, amen. Well, I don't know. Brush me off. You'll be telling them, brush me off. Amen. Dust me off. Amen. Some people have grass all over them. Amen. I mean, no barbershop, no beauty salon. Amen. I mean, here they are. The Bible said he fed 5,000 besides the women and children. There was women and children there. Hungry. Amen. In the last meal, he said, fed 4,000 besides the women and children. I'll tell you what. Amen. All 9,000 men besides the women and children are marching to judgment and can't condemn folks because they can't go to church in an air-conditioned, heated automobile. Amen. From a nice, comfortable home with a central heating and central air and a shower and so many clothes, they can't get them all in the closet. That's the way it is up at my house. Amen. Amen. I mean, so many clothes and shoes, it's dangerous to open the closet. Amen. Glory to God. There's been a few times when some preacher brought their kids to my house and they went through every closet and every bedroom. And amen. I wish some of them come now. It'd be dangerous for them to open the closet now. It'd be dangerous for them to get in there now. Amen. Some of them wouldn't get out. It'd be... Amen. They get lost in there. Amen. Glory to God. I mean, all 9,000 of them are going. I'm telling you what. Amen. Before these 12 apostles could be in on the miracle, even though they were a little bit staggery at the promise. Amen. I mean, two in a row, and they couldn't believe it happened 2 times in a week. They said, how in the world are we going to feed this multitude? But at least they was there. You gotta be there. You gotta be faithful. Amen. Incidentally, folks, praise God, in the whole bunch, 9,000 men and the 2 miracles besides women and children, there wasn't nobody late for church. They just went and stayed. Amen. Hallelujah. What are you doing here? Don't you know those cows? Let them go. I'm going to listen to Jesus preach. Amen. Amen. You got to milk cows twice a day, some of them 3 times a day. If you don't, they'll go dry. Cow quit giving milk. I mean, same way goats. You're milking goats. Amen. If you don't milk them, they'll go dry. So you got to keep milking. A cow that's a record breaker, amen, back in Methodist camp meeting days, amen, but a cow in a dairy that's a record breaking producer, amen, sometimes they milk them 3 times a day, sometimes 4, to get all the milk she'll produce, amen. But brother, they left the cows at home, they left the goats at home, and they left everything and they followed Jesus. Some of them took them with them, maybe. I don't know. Amen. But anyway, Amen. That's the way they did in the Methodist camp meeting in bygone years. They hung the pots and pans on the side of the wagon and they hitched old Bossy to the wagon. Amen. And went to camp meeting. Praise God, in a wagon. And took the cow with them. Amen. Yeah. Get some folks today to be faithful to God in times like that. Hey, the reason God can't do miracles is because folks won't be faithful. They're hit and miss, slipshod, half-hearted. Amen. Up and down, in and out. Amen. My Lord. Amen. One brother, about the time we got ready to elect him as deacon, every time he was out and gone. There's a reason for it. Amen. There's an unfaithful spirit in his heart, in his life. God can't use an inconsistent spirit. I mean, you got to be committed to God. You got to be all out for God. Amen. And God knows if we're all out for God. Praise God. Amen. I mean, praise God. They brought those loaves and gave them to Jesus, and he blessed them, and he gave them to the disciples, and they finally got in the swing of things, and they began to give them out to the multitude just as fast as they could, and went back for some more, and there was always more, and he gave them out again. Amen. I found out in giving, and it's a privilege to give. Amen. I look for opportunities to give. Oh, I was just as tight as the worst. Amen. We're all tight. We're all selfish. We're all born that way. Amen. A little kid come around, we're born selfish. Mine! Just as soon as some little kid reaches for our toy, mine! Wow! 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 Honey, you need to share. No! When people raise up in church, that's the same spirit that little kid has. Because you take up offerings. Amen. Preach tithe and offering. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I read those disciples, they'd run off behind the tree and ate their lunch and forgot about the multitude. It'd been like some folks. Amen. The Lord's blessed me. Yeah, but he blessed you for a reason. Don't forget where you got it. Amen. No matter how blessed we are. Amen. Don't forget where you got it. Hey, it came from God. And don't forget the grand purpose of it all is to make you a blessing. Amen. Brethren, we cannot minister without the anointing. But God won't anoint us unless we're faithful. We got a faithful heart. Amen. In his book, Leonard Ravenhill's book, Why Revival Tarries, he has a whole chapter in there with all thy getting, get unction. But we'll lack the unction that comes from God if in the deepest recess of our soul there's an inconsistent spirit. There's a least bit of insincerity. I was going to take the Dale Church to pastor. I didn't know if I wanted it or not, but they wanted me to pastor the Dale Church in Dale, Illinois. Sister Irvin was talking to George Obe, and I overheard him. She said, he's sincere. She paid me the greatest compliment that you could pay a preacher. I was sincere. I am as sincere as a heart attack. Amen. Oh, I may tell funny things and make wise cracks sometimes. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Praise God. Besides, if I didn't do that, that's nobody'd remember the rest of what I say. They'll at least remember the wisecracks. Sometimes they remember the funny thing. Amen. Praise God. And if I hadn't said what I did, they probably wouldn't remember anything. Amen. We gotta have unction. We can't minister to nobody any more than what God gives us. But if God gives us something, we can give somebody something. If God anoints us with something, we can be a blessing to somebody. Oh, the they didn't get behind me. Oh, they didn't get with me. Oh, they sat on me. Oh, great God, pray through. Amen. And find God's will. Hallelujah. Amen. You'll find somebody that'll get behind you. Amen. Glory to God. Begin to give it out. Hungry souls. Praise God. Yeah, it's easy to feed hungry souls. Glory to God. We have no gift unless God gives it to us. We will not keep a gift unless we give it. Jesus said, freely ye have received, freely give. Amen. Nowadays, the idea of security for a preacher is to join a good denomination. It's already got a big old fence built around it to fence everybody out. And say, this is our movement. This is our this and our something else. Amen. I got tired of hearing that our business. Amen. Over the years. Alone. I'm not interested in our stuff. I'm interested in God's stuff. I'm not interested in Assembly of God, Church of God, Amen, Pentecostal Minister, Association of America, Free Pentecostal Church of God, Free Holiness. I'm not interested in our this and our something else. Amen. Great God, I'm interested in what Jesus is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. And this woman sneaked through the fence. But nobody like her was supposed to be in there. Amen. She sneaked through. When Cornelius couldn't pile his gifts up on the inside, he wasn't welcome. Amen. He piled them up on the outside until the pile got so big. Amen. He just piled so much up on the outside, and after a while, you have a landslide, it'll run over on the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. He said when he came to Cornelius with the message from God, he said, thy prayers and thine alms. Two things he had served God with. His prayers and his alms. He stacked them up so high, amen, that they came over the fence. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. He gave his best. He gave his all. Amen. He was the door to the Gentiles, if you please. Amen. Because God didn't want any tightwads standing in the door when he built his church. And so it was his prayers and his alms that bought him the privilege, if you'll pardon me for saying so, of being the house where the door was open unto the Gentiles. He just kept giving. He gave and he gave and he gave and he gave and he gave again. Amen. I repeat, there's a lot of people who give when they ain't got much to give. Praise God. But wasn't too hard to give $10 when they was making $100. But then when they get to making $1,000, it's hard to give $100 when $100 was all they was making a few years ago. Now they're giving $100. I can't afford to give that. Amen. Brother came to the preacher, you know, and the preacher had made a deal with him, you know. He'd pray for him if he'd tithe. And so he's making $100 a week, giving $10. Later on, he's making $1,000 a week, and he told the pastor, said, I can't, let me off, said, our agreement. He said, I can't afford to pay that much. He said, can't let you off. He said, I asked the Lord to take you back to making $100 a week. Amen. He didn't want that either. Praise God. There's a lot of folks it'll give to God if they're making a little. Say, oh, if I had $1,000,000, what I'd do for the kingdom of God. Amen. No, it's not folks got $1,000,000 does anything for God. Amen. Yeah, there's some folks, amen, they'll give a little to God as long as they're making a little, but if they have a windfall, amen, and they have a sudden profit or a big income tax return or insurance settlement, they forget all about God. Forget about the church. If you have a windfall profit, if you have a windfall, amen, income, it needs to show up in the offering. Amen. You need to remember the Lord. Praise God. Remember your promise to God. Jacob had a promise to God, a commitment. He said, all that thou givest me, I'll give thee the tenth. Amen. I mean, you got so far along in your income that you can't tithe anymore. I'll tell you something. You haven't got anything. You haven't got anything. If it's not blessed, it's nothing. I'll tell you something else. If it's not blessed, you're miserable. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Brother Asher said, church where he is raised up, they wanted the preacher to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. Felt like it's God's will. Amen. He started looking for a church where he could pay tithes. Praise God. And he found this one. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Amen. If you want to pay tithes and you make a commitment, God will bless you for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you don't, you ain't got anything. I'll tell you, you're on a dead-end street. I'll tell you what your church is. It's on a dead-end street. I'll tell you what your ministry is. It's on a dead-end street. If you ain't giving, you ain't living. Amen. You're a stagnant spring. I'd rather be the Sea of Galilee any time than a dead sea, wouldn't you? I'd rather be. You see, the wonderful thing about Galilee is it's full of fresh water, and God keeps it full because there's as much runs out on the other end as runs in at the top. Amen. It stays fresh and it's full of fish. Amen. The Dead Sea is dead because it never gives anything out. It only takes in and it's dead. All it's good for is fertilizer. And it takes some doing to milk the fertilizer out of it too. Amen. Praise God. I'd rather be the living spring any time that folks want to come and drink from. Praise God. Than a stagnant old pond full of wiggle tails and tadpoles that nobody wanted to drink out of. Can you say amen? God will give a spring, amen, plenty and to spare. Praise God. The disciples did what Jesus said, and they became partners with Him in feeding the multitude. It takes the anointing to feed the multitude. It takes a gift of God. Paul said, when he'd like to come to the church, if by any means he might impart unto them some spiritual gift. Where'd he get that gift? He got it from God. Amen. And he's anxious to give it out. Hallelujah. Not harbor it, not squander it either, but give it wisely and understandingly and minister. Not lay hands suddenly on no man, but praise God, ministering to the bride of Christ, the church of the living God, the spiritual gift from heaven. Praise God. Amen. And they, praise God, took up of the broken meat after they were filled 7 baskets full. Amen. I wondered if the disciples didn't get those 12 baskets full, but here they just got 7 baskets full, so I don't know. I don't know what they did. Amen. With the 7 baskets full, but you know, it's sin to waste. Amen. It's not God to waste. Jesus wouldn't let them waste God's miracle. And so he had them pick up the fragments. Nowadays we've got so incredible plenty that we're prone to throw things away. Be careful about that. Amen. Be careful about that. Amen. Lest we fall into the sin of wastefulness. They didn't eat were 4,000 men besides the women and children. Brother Ben Shaw got to figure it up. Amen. He said, with 7 loaves and a few fishes, he fed 4,000 besides the women and children. With 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he fed 5,000 besides the women and children. The less he had, the more he did. So there ain't no telling what God had done if he hadn't had nothing to start with. Amen. You know that's how we came into being. We was nothing. Just a lump of clay. Lifeless lump of clay. But he breathed into us the breath of life. Amen. Think of it. Adam had Canaan at his fingertips. Eden at his disposal. Paradise was his morning, noon, and night. No sickness, no pain, no hospitals, no grief, no tears. And he sinned and lost it all. But God said, if you'll give your life to me and not hold anything back, I'll make it count for God.